Utah Health Department Director David Patton says the governor has the authority to move forward with federal negotiations. He can do that with or without the legislature. But because of a state law passed last year, Herbert will ultimately need approval from the legislature to accept federal funds for a Medicaid expansion or some alternative.
It's clear in the law that once a plan is in place or we have an idea what we're doing, that comes back to the legislature for their approval. So we're very aware of that and want to really keep them along all the way so we're not surprising them with something a week or 2 months down the road.
The governor has said that he wants a block grant to provide subsidies for about 111,000 low-income Utah adults to buy health insurance on the private market. A block grant like that would require a federal waiver. Herbert says he's working to secure broad support from the legislature to negotiate with the federal government. And he's hoping they don't pass legislation that would restrict what he can do.
I think we have an opportunity to negotiate, get waivers that we have not had before. And I would suggest that, yeah, you don't want to tie my hands that it's got to be exactly this and this and this without having any flexibility. That would probably inhibit our ability to get a good outcome.
House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart has been critical of the governor's plan, calling it Obamacare expansion by another name. But Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says it's hard for the legislature to come to a decision when there are still so many unknowns about what the federal government will support.
And a lot of it we don't know just because it's going to take a lot of waivers that we have no idea whether the federal government will agree to them. We feel like that we ought to at least empower the governor to go back and work out some of those details and come back with what he's discovered.
Niederhauser says there could very well be a special legislative session once the governor has negotiated a plan with the feds. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.